A scale of devastation difficult to comprehend. Buildings reduced to rubble, smouldering ruins of what were homes, and a voice of pain and sorrow apparently ignored by those waging this war. I wish to live in peace like all the children of the world, says this young boy. I wish the war would end and we can go back to school. A wish echoed by the president of the International Red Cross, the most senior humanitarian official to yet enter this war zone, his anger at what he's witnessed barely contained.
I mean, wounded people, they cannot wait for days or even many hours to be evacuated and cared for. Wounded people, it must be possible that wounded people can be collected, cared for and evacuated as rapidly as possible.
And directly linked to the conflict, political upheaval within Israel itself. Angry scenes as the Electoral Commission votes to ban two Arab blocs from taking part in next month's election. The claim that the parties, which at the moment have 7 seats in Parliament, aim to undermine Israel's existence as a self-declared Jewish state. The ruling described as racist by the Arab politicians. You are immoral people, shouts Arab parliamentarian Ahmed Tibi. In recent days, there's been widespread protest against the war by those who view themselves as Palestinian citizens of Israel, the so-called Arab Israelis. This apparently interpreted by the Elections Committee as support for the armed struggle against Israel. Another political consequence of Israel's war, spiraling support for the man largely directing it. Defense Minister Ehud Barak, here visiting the scene of a Palestinian rocket attack in southern Israel, attacks that he's pledged to end. A recent Israel TV poll indicating that the public level of trust in Barak has doubled since Israel launched this war. In a Gaza that's wasted by military action, there's little time or inclination to think about Israel's political direction. But in the rare moments of quiet between attacks, perhaps one question pondered. How did a democratic process in which Hamas came to power 4 years ago lead to this? Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.